Hoyer, if Biden were a Republican, people would think the economy is doing well. By Pam Key on July 20, 2022. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, said Wednesday on FNC's Your World that if President Joe Biden were a Republican, people would think the economy was doing well. Cavuto said, "I'm hearing doubts from a lot of folks that fear the president is overwhelmed, that Democrats have no answer. What do you say?" Hoyer said, "I think that's baloney. We have responsible answers. There's the responsible use of existing fuels to power our economy. And you say the economy is not doing too well. 8.9 million jobs in 15 or 16 months. That's more jobs than at any time in history." Cavuto said, "No doubt. But we're looking at two back-to-back quarters that will likely be contracting and will be the definition of a recession. You're quite right. We're in a lot stronger position than we were during the last one. But is there a real concern here that it's slipping away? The president's approval rating is at an all-time low. Democrats are at an all-time low. Are you worried about that backdrop for Democrats this year?" Hoyer said, "I think inflation is a huge problem." He continued, "But again, we're at 3.6 unemployment. Very frankly, Neil, if this were a Republican president, I think people would be saying, boy, 3.6% unemployment. That is essentially just about non-employment." Cavuto interjected, "Until you go to the grocery store." Hoyer replied, "Until you go to the grocery store." Cavuto said, "But I get what you're saying." He continued, "Do you think, as some in your party are saying, he should run again? He's open to run again, he's not too old to run again?" Hoyer said, "Neil, I'm not going to go there. This is about today. You're asking about problems today. There's an inflation problem." Cavuto said, "Well, 6 out of 10 Democrats don't think the president is up to dealing with this today, right?" Hoyer said, "Neil, are you going to let me speak?" Cavuto replied, "Please, go ahead." Hoyer said, "Thank you. Neil, what you haven't said is, in terms of inflation, this is a worldwide problem. We're in the middle of the OECD nations in terms of inflation. About 50% higher than ours, 50% lower. We're in the middle. It's worldwide. What caused it? The pandemic caused it. The supply shortages and the spike in demand, as you point out." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.